March 9, 2003. It's the Walk from Pedro show.
Thank you. Thank you.
Walk from Pedro show, Sunday night here in Pedro, north of the equator, west of the Rockies. Brother Matt on my port side.
Hello, ahoy.
We haven't done a show at nighttime in a while, huh?
Yeah, it has been a while.
Yeah.
You usually start nodding out towards the end. So.
Yeah, it was me. But I had a lot of prac today. Got held up, and Brother Matt had things to do, so we postponed for the evening here. And
already got more shows than we did in February, though.
Yeah, that's right, we're working on it. We started with John Coltrane, Eric Dolphy conducting the orchestra there. It's African Brass Sessions, and that was a tune called Blues Minor. Then we had Brave Captain with This Weight That You Have Found. It's Martin Carr. He named his band after a fire this time. He wrote me and asked permission.
Cool.
Of course. I took it from a movie. Some variation off like the lifeboat theme. All these people on the boat. Some lush lady keeps calling them. I think he's a radio operator or something. She keeps calling him Brave Captain. I thought that was funny. He had to save the day, rise to the occasion. You know, like who's going to go in the water, who's going to
be the hero,
get cast off. I think he takes the flares, or he gives shoots some other guy the flares, throws a knife at him. And, you know, he had given this earlier spiel about, well, only the strong should survive. So he just throws back into the drink, you know, and of course they all want to get him. And
I don't think they go down with the ship all the time.
Yeah.
Or most of the time.
Well, he wanted to be consistent. You know about consistency. Like, well, UN, do you want to vote for this war? Well, it doesn't matter anyway because we're going to go for it with whatever the vote is.
Yeah, just change the languaging. Their words don't mean anything.
Yeah. No, but they say if they don't get the vote, we're going on our own.
Yeah.
We're.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't want to sound like a all butch, like a Matt Drudge or something. Have you ever heard that little Nelly?
I haven't heard him, no. I've seen his web page, but I haven't heard him.
Yeah, he's something. You got to hear his voice and stuff. What a shrill,
irritating voice.
Yeah, and just the whole demeanor and everything, you know. He's got his panties quite bunched up. Of course, he probably sees himself on top of it all. So, he won't take any steam out of his boiler. I've been pracking a lot because Tor's coming 3 weeks from Tuesday. Got word from the SiteWorks folks that we're bandwidth is Bogarting.
Booming, huh?
More than all 37 of their domains. So thank you for tuning in and listening to Walk from Pedro show.
That's awesome.
Brother Matt Spin Cycles. Our guests. I gotta have another guest. We haven't had a guest in a while.
Sure.
So yeah, we'll have some guests.
You thirsting last time?
Yeah, and that was New Year's, so it's been a couple of months. So we'll have some more guests before I leave. We're gonna try to do a show a week till I bail. And Paul Rossler has accepted the challenge of coming in and doing the last 2 weeks, so I'll be able to have organ-based drums
cool.
The whole tour.
Cool.
And that means we're going to bring Pete's Hammond organ, so it won't be synthesizer kludge. It'll be the real deal.
Bitch.
Even though it Bogart's half the boat and weighs a ton, it's much worth the sacrifice because it's righteous sound. It really is.
That's
how to work it. And Paul played one as a boy. He's been playing with Nina Hagen a lot, but he's making time for me. And he's a really great guy. We had a duet in the late 80s called Crime Me. It was keyboard and bass. Probably the first time I ever played with keyboard.
Yeah, he's a real nice guy. I remember hosting a show he plays up live.
Maybe we can have him on as a
guest.
Yeah,
that'd be real cool.
I'll call him for next week. He is. And he was in the Screamers, which was like the first big punk band in L.A. Back in the 70s. Mm-hmm. And used to play Fender Rhodes to a fuzz tone. Yeah. So, in honor of Pete, I think we should play some live Who here, maybe from the Isle of Wight, I think. Let's see, I'm gonna try out this new machine here, huh? Well, it starts playing as soon as
you play. That one's got it going on.
So we go to pause, go back,
now we gotta go finger back dance. This way.
Is it like that?
The arrows below you can go back too fast.
Okay, get it together. We do have the old deck back, but now we have three CD players.
Yeah, new options.
Pretty wild. What's neat about these new ones, even though I'm unsophisticated and retarded about it, you can cue it up and stuff.
Yeah, CD turntable.
Yeah, it's like a vinyl record turntable. It's fantastic running that. So without further ado, here's some Who. Watch from Pedro show.
I think this is a pile of shit while John Sinclair rots in prison.
Fuck off. Fuck off my fucking shit.
Place where you go if you've done something wrong. If you've done me. I feel so beautiful. What's a girl to do? What?
from the Congo, Jane from the Bakugu, Massai, Africa. Under duress, forced to work under pain of death. This is our history. This is the way it was. This is history. Long, old, long. There were cultural similarities and similarities in the attitudes of the colonists toward both of these groups of people, and this gave these two groups common cause. Together, maybe they could successfully resist. Thank you.
Walk from Pedro show. Oh, there's the feedback. Sorry about that, Brother Matt. Thanks for saving the day. That's John Sinclair live with his Saugatuck Blues Scholars doing History 101. And for the background music, they're playing Jesus and Tequila, D. Boone's.
Yeah.
A little lick. I got to play with John Sinclair and Brother Wayne Kramer, Baked Potato, a couple weeks ago. What was he? It was about trains. Right? Kristen was saying something about trains. And then something about jazz. That was kind of embarrassing. And Pettibone came and... Yeah. Anyway, Wayne winced hard. But nice man, John Sinclair.
Very cool.
Big guy. A lot of knowledge. Brother Matt didn't know that he was this blues guy, DJ, that he met in New Orleans.
Yeah, actually I met him over at Greg Ginn's place in Long Beach. Harvey was doing some...
Harvey Kubernick. Yeah, he's friends there with him.
Yeah, so that was cool. I really dug on him. He had a cool little trip going with them blues raps.
Yeah. Before Mr. John Sinclair, we had Bob Mould's new record and a song called Lost Zoloft. What is that, a mood drug?
Yeah, one of like Prozac deals.
Yeah. Maybe it should stay lost. Anyway, Bob goes techno. It's pretty trippy. Sounds coming out of Bob. I think he lives in D.C. now. Just moved. Marsha Ball before that. What's a girl to do? I don't know. What is a girl to do? I think that's Stevie Ray Vaughan on guitar. Before that, The Who. Well, at the beginning, there was something from Woodstock when Pete threw Abbie Hoffman off the stage. And Abbie was talking about who in jail? Mr. John Sinclair. See? Well, it's got some kind of consistency going here. And after Pete Spiel was Heaven and Hell, Mr. John Entwistle singing his little song about teleological ends. And now, Mr. Mingus, an outtake song with an orange, Watt from Pedro show. Thank you.
Yeah. right, we're gonna go back. To 1940, no money, and I live in Berlin. I think I'll join up, but become a camp guard. No war for me. An old Jew's face dripping red. I hate the prisoners, I hate the officers, the no fights. I think I'll join a Red Rose, a Lee Belson, I'll go to Switzerland. Said Ian in his black outdress. I think I'll drop out, become a no man, and live my rules. But I'm the sort that gets out of the back with a dirty face. Everyone I meet the same now. I know brains or thoughts. I could case for the systems, how we like, how we get. Full of lead, and the beer is so weak. Since they got rid of time around here, Dr. Doom, fresh from Salem, and the witch trials, the light of heaven. Time mistaken, three places at once. Are you my
Here's the Fall on the Watt from Pedro Show, an old record. one of their first singles, Various Times. B-side. It's the new thing. Not so new now. I do wish Mark E. Smith good health. He's not looking too well. Before that, live pop group from around the same time. There are no spectators.
Like Burning Man.
Something live, right. And we started with Charles Mingus' song with Orange. Coming to the first end of the first hour of the March 9, 2003 edition of the Watt from Pedro Show. A late night, kind of subdued Watt, too much frack, wearing his hands out, but it's all right. I shouldn't be moaning. It's okay. Back with more music. Next hour, Brother Matt Spin Cycle. Hold tight.
Cool.
March 9, 2003. It's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
majesties from lonely balconies lying in the
control.
Yeah.
There we go. That was me and Paul Rossler in a band called Criminy from many moons ago, 1986. That was a song I wrote for a piano. And he wrote the words. It was called St. Pete for our town. San Pedro. What's coming up in 100 years? High school.
Just a couple weeks.
Yeah,
it's going
first
to be
class.
100 years.
100 years of the first class.
So every room is going to have like a different decade.
Yeah.
And it'll be all these.
What's ours? The 70s?
Big party, I guess.
No, you're kind of 80s, huh?
80, yeah, right on the nose, 80.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you went to high school in the 70s.
Yeah, that's like kind of the.
I'm 76, so I'm 70s.
The 80s kind of.
What are you, Chris? Like 90s?
89.
It's all in my state of mind.
Did you hear about that new pirate movie?
Oh yeah, I went and checked it out. The Pirates of the Caribbean.
You know what it's rated?
Oh.
R.
Sucker me in. Yeah, you know the pirate alphabet? Only two letters. I and R. I coach football when it goes Pedro. I didn't know that football.
Our team is called the Pedro Pirates, black and gold. By the way, sad news about one of my favorite jocks, the oldest jock.
Oh, yeah.
Ron Lafitte Pinkai, the guy whose nickname is Pirate. He got thrown from a horse, and he's in a halo cast. He might not be able to ride again, and he was closing in on the 10,000 thing. He beat Shoemaker's record.
Man.
Very sad. In fact, me and Raymond went to the track Saturday, and Julie Crone, one of the only women jockeys, was thrown. It was a trip. We didn't see her thrown, you know. We saw all of a sudden the horse had no rider, and he was still in the race. Yeah, he was way up there, too, you know, without a rider. Maybe he chose to go. Maybe you don't.
Yeah, somebody laps.
Need jockeys. Maybe you just let them go. No, they're very brave guys.
Man, those
cats do that
scary
stuff. Oh, yeah. I think Lafitte's father was killed in one. Somebody cut him off. Tony Farina got suspended for 7 races or something for closing in on a lane or something.
And he gets to walk away and another guy can't walk.
Yeah. So, I mean, they had a thing in the paper on his injuries. I mean, the man has had punctured lungs and
it's like Evel Knievel type
spine injuries, six collarbones broken, concussions, cranial thing. I mean, it's incredible all the damage he's taken. And, I mean, they're little guys, but they're built ounce for ounce. They're strong men.
Little guys.
And they got brave. They got cojones.
Yeah.
I tell you, we were. They had one race on the turf on the inside, one right on the rail where we were, and them thundering by, man. So much respect for me. And it was a trippy day for the track for me. You know, sometimes I win a race or two, you know. And I never bet more than $2, you know, $1 exact and stuff. And but one race that came in, it was with my favorite jockeys, Alex Solis. And my method's very scientific. I go by horse names, jockey names, the colors they're wearing,
Did you see that horse that takes a dump owners. Right before the race?
Well, if you go by the stats and stuff, you know, then the odds are really low. I race on somebody who's going even money. Anyway, this race I won, and I tried an exacto, which I don't hardly do. And I won $140.
Damn.
And then Raymond picked, he goes, let me pick, you know, get you a thing for the next one here. Pick one. So I picked one. He picked one horse, I picked the other, another exacto thing, and I won again. So $187. Not to make gambling a career or anything like that, you know. That's how we keep it fun. We don't put out any money. We usually go down there and talk. You've been with us.
Mm-hmm.
Raymond has a lot of knowledge.
Yeah.
The owner is the trainer.
Ponies, jocks. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's the way his mind is, but ever he follows, he just soaks it like a sponge.
Yeah, it's a trippy scene. People watching is awesome.
Well, a lot of the cats down there, yeah, I don't know. That's why I like the infield. There's less people. There's one guy, he is yelling about losing $14,000. I mean, how can you have fun spending that kind of money? So, that was a trippy day at the park, Santa Anita, up by the hills. A little smoggy. The haze thing, too, is coming. Summer's coming. Even though spring ain't even here yet, but, you know, Cali is like that. So, he's leaving on the 15th to Europe. He's got an Austria thing and Berlin, and then he's going to go to Paris, too.
Oh, right.
Just because everybody's so angry. Not everyone, but somebody else. So he says, well, I'm going to go there. And so, I want to spend as much time as I can with him. And then, just say some prayers for Pirate. You know, even if he can't race again, hopefully he can walk without it.
Yeah, no Christopher Reeve
really,
deal.
Absolutely. Before starting off this second hour Watt Pedro show, we had television with Richard Hell on the bass live in 1975, CBGB's. Great band. I was still in high school then. And now it's time for Brother Matt's Bin Cycle. Take it, brother.
Thank you. Thank you. ingredient in a potion that Haitian voodoo priests use to make zombies. I don't know how they came up with it, but they stumbled across a way of doing what I've tried to do in the laboratory.
Thank you. bailo?
Claro. Otro día.
Thank you, Brother Mac.
Cool.
Here's some Neg Highs. Seen him in years, though. He's a kid who had to, he used to get beat by his drunk brother and father every night, so he took a baseball bat to him one night, both their legs. Ran away from home and ended up a Black Flag roadie. Now I think he got a college degree and stuff. It's good, yeah, much respect to Mugger. This was one of his silly
eras
with Dick Geist, and that was Big Wheels. Compiled by Henry Rollins. Coming up on the end of hour two, super extendo set on Brother Matt's spin cycle. It's too far from the screen and I didn't read the tiny numbers, but it was a good jam anyway, and I was way into it.
Cool, thanks.
So thank you, Brother Matt.
Thank
much
you.
Respect. Hold tight. It's March 9, 2003, second hour of Watt from Pedro Show. Hour three coming up next. March 9, 2003, it's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro Show. Here's part 24 of the Fourth Tower of Inverness.
As we look in on the old Victorian mansion of Inverness, we notice the absence of Jack Flanders, nephew to Lady Jowls. As you must know by now, Jack has twice entered the mysterious Fourth Tower, the tower that does not exist except in the minds of a chosen few. The late Sir Henry Jowls is rumored to have disappeared within that same tower some 15 years ago. In fact, according to the yellowed pages of some old documents, eight people over the past 200 years have ventured into that strange tower and were never again seen. Jack Flanders is the ninth person to attempt such a risky venture. So far, he has entered the tower twice and returned once. So it's not surprising that we should hear the familiar voice of Lady Jowls robustly inquiring,
"Where's Jack? Has anyone seen that nephew of mine?"
Not I.
Well, I do hope he fares better than the others.
You mean the others that went into the tower and didn't come back?
Yes, little Frida. I'm afraid we expected miracles from that young man. And now he too may have been swallowed up within that accursed tower.
Ah, silly!
Now, Meenie Innie. We should have more respect for those brave warriors that have attempted what may be the impossible.
Ah, hogwash! What may be the impossible? Baloney!
Cheer up, Lady Giles. I'm certain we'll hear from Jack soon.
I only wish I had as much faith as you, my dear. I sometimes wonder if it really has been worth it.
You think there was a choice?
I don't know. Sometimes it's all so clear, and other times it's moving blindly as though by habit. I sometimes almost regret we had ever started.
As though there was a choice?
Oh, little Frida, your honesty is merciless. But I suppose we should have been able to...
Andy!
What? What was that?
Andy!
Oh, why, it's Jack! It's Jack! But where?
Over
Andy.
There! Over there! On the other side of the garden!
Where? Oh! Oh, my goodness, he looks terrible! Jack! Jack! What's happened to you?
I'm all right, Andy. Really, I am.
Oh, Jack, come here. Oh, you look terrible, absolutely terrible. What have they done to you?
Well, I've had some rough adventures.
Apparently.
You all right, Jack?
Yes. A little tired, but...
Oh.
I'm fine.
Oh, you poor dear, your clothes are in shreds. Why, you look as though you've been crawling across the Gobi Desert on your belly.
There were a few close moments. I've got to ask you something, Auntie.
Yes?
Have you seen the Madonna Vampira?
I don't know her. You have such a strange expression on your face. Why, Jack? What has she done this time?
Well, I went to a land called the Land of the Lotus Jukebox.
Oh?
And the city was empty. But inside a palace... stretched out was the Madonna Vampira. She was dead.
How can that be?
I don't understand.
I don't understand either. I just don't know. I'm so tired I can't think anymore.
Oh, please, Jack, please sit down. Yes. Sit down over here.
Here, hold my cigar. I'll massage your neck and shoulders.
Oh, good idea.
Thank you. Oh, that feels good.
Oh. Jack, where did you get that pith helmet?
Oh, I found it. It was sitting on a human skull.
Oh, no. Could it have been poor Henry's?
Well, you can see right here the initials. S-H-J.
Sir Henry Giles. So he is gone. Alas, departed.
Well, maybe not.
You mean he may still be alive?
Hey, take it easy, little Frida.
Oh, it's sorry.
Oh, speak up, Jack. Speak up. What do you mean?
Well, within that palace in the Lotus Land I spoke of, there was a jukebox.
Oh, yes. Yes.
You know of that jukebox?
It is obviously that box that plays that old rock and roll we've been hearing.
Well, that's what I thought at first. But when I placed a nickel in the jukebox, I pushed the button A1... and the music began to play.
Yes?
Then suddenly the deserted streets exploded into life. There were people in the streets, voices, laughing. It was totally alive. And then I saw him. The same as the painting over the fireplace.
Henry!
Large, rugged, weathered, bushy mustache moving through the crowd.
Yes!
I rushed after him, and just as I got to him, the music stopped and the people just faded away. So again I placed a nickel into the jukebox, pushed A1, and the city sprang to life. And again, just as I reached him, the music stopped.
Oh, that was too bad.
Yes, well, then I realized, had I pushed A2, I might have reached him.
Oh,
what a strange jukebox.
But you did see him.
Yes.
And he is alive, I'm certain. I must tell the others. They'll be so excited. Giles, my megaphone. Hurry, quickly.
Little Frida, something very strange.
What is it?
When I mentioned the Lotus jukebox to Auntie Giles, the way she went, ah, yes, as though she already knew about it.
Hmm.
Very interesting.
Everything that's said feeds into the same place in each of us. And as that place becomes stronger, everything changes. It doesn't have to be any... You don't have to make waves to go through this transformation. The transformation can be done so gently. That's what's called keeping it all together. Transformation is done so gently, the metamorphosis occurs so delicately, that you go from living in a reality you think, well, man, this is reality, to thinking, wow, well, let's live this reality. Realizing that you're creating your own realities. But then you get to a place where you see that there is a rate at which you're becoming conscious. And I finally figured out all you can hope for in this lifetime is to have a seat on the 50-yard line. Where you can watch it all go down. Watch yourself coming into the light. Watch the lotus open.
like there's no tomorrow. Talk about politics, talk about sorrow.
With pop, with pop, with pop, with pop, with pop.
shirts and pennies, lightheaded and sweaty, most of all ignored by me.
For Pedro Show. That's called Good for Cows. It's from the band Good for Cows. Devin Hoff, Nels Klein's bass player, and Nels Klein's singers. Before that, we had Thick Like Puddin' by Woman. After the last banging gigs up there a couple weeks ago, this cat gave me a CD. Very nice man. Wish I could remember his name. That's the good thing about Alzheimer's. Always meet new people. A Third Leg, Tennessee band, Eastern Tennessee, When Punk Went Pop. And right after Part 24 of the Fourth Tower of Inverness, we had Fire Down Below. And it says pre-mix for single, but doesn't have the title, so I don't know what it's called. It had no words. So. Let the imagination roam on that one. And it looks like Jack might have found Uncle Jowls. Lord Jowls. So Lady Jowls is very happy about that. Here's some fire hose.
Cool.
From 86, a live thing, maybe the beach scene.
Yeah.
Somebody gave me this CD. Bought for Pedro Show.
Thank you. Katrina has Trelane and all the force of an ample bosom inheritance, popularity.
Get the fuck out of this clip joint, huh? Come on. I'm fading out. I'm a fuck. Okay, here we go. But one thing you guys got to know, difference between, okay, hey, man, I can take you right now. I would like you to walk down here, it's giving me all the trouble. I bet I can beat the shit out of you. You know, goddamn well I'm a badass, man. I've always been. I ask you to come down, you're going to challenge me, I'll kill you. Come on down, we'll make it. The last poem is called
Last Call.
You know you're going to get on my nerves finally. I'm going to find you. Okay, this is the ramp. You come down, read your poems now. Okay? This last poem is called Giving a Poetry Reading.
When you gonna do it?
Look at them. This place like a bar. Sold out. Poet and audience both drunk. Now and then a flashbulb goes off. The mic still doesn't work. The poet sits, a chance to drink more. A little girl comes up, sweet, sexy, psychotic, holds one of the poet's books open to autograph. He writes, I could rip you apart in 3 minutes. Forgets to sign his name. Calls for another drink. The mic works. Now the poet reads, feeling put upon, forgetting that he has agreed to read for money. After several poems, the poet stands up, announces, you goddamn slimy shits. You think this is easy? It's nothing but a motherfucking bloodletting. Give us more blood! Screams a young boy from the back. It's the best poem of the night. The poet drinks off half a glass of straight whiskey, lights a cigar, hacks it out. Sometimes they laugh, sometimes they applaud. They confuse him, but most things do. He drinks his way to the finish. No, that there is an applause of relief. Exactly. Then another sweet, sexy, psychotic girl comes up to his table, says she's from the local paper, would like to ask some questions. She sits down. He answered the first question, looking at her hair and her eyes, imagining her in bed with him. What do you think of F. Scott Fitzgerald? She asked. I never, he answers, think of him. Waving hand in nonchalant emphasis, he spilt a large beer across her tight blue jeans, saying, Jesus, Jesus, I'm sorry, rubbing his hands along her knees and her wet thighs as if to dry her. She leaves and the promoter waves with the money. $432. Shit, says the poet, you promised me $500. Well, we had to pay these two big guys $68 to keep the crowd from swarming over you. You mean I was that good, asked the poet? That bad, says the promoter, getting up and leaving. The poet pours another drink, grabs the mic. Listen, I ain't finished yet. I'm going to read you another poem. Somebody shuts the mic power off. Nobody protests. The poet gets down from his table, makes it to the men's room, stands pissing. A man next to him is also pissing. The poet says to the man, listen, buddy, where can I get a piece of ass? I was going to ask you the same thing. This reading is over.
Reading's over, but the show's not here, Pedro. Late at night, after midnight, Brother Pat's Pat here. What, from Pedro Show? Maybe 18 minutes
17
left.
17 more.
17 minutes. We heard Mr. Charles Bukowski from 23 years ago doing, well, the last part of Hostage. Pretty incredible album. There's a picture of him on stage with the, sitting at a table with his pumps and a refrigerator for the beer right there.
Is that at Sweetwater?
Yeah, Dondo Beach. That's why he made the fun. Oh yeah, you didn't hear the beginning. But at the beginning he says, I'm from Pedro or something, you know, to give the Dondo Beach hour. Before Hank Bukowski, we had Listenship with Ichabod Crane. I was telling Kristen here, they got all this. You know, a lot of bands get their stuff stolen, but
from within their own.
It's got donated for an interesting hobby. Self realization program. No, that's really bad. It's Heather and her sister and this. His name, the guitar player, he's really good.
Yeah.
They play in Waco. They got other bands too. They're always at Space End, right? She lives across the street from Space End. And that's really sad. Banyan before that, live from the Elbow Room in October. TDI. And we started with One Comes One, Fire Hose Song. It was actually a Doe song that I showed Edward and Jordy. 1986. I think it was a beach scene, right?
Don Bradley introduced.
Yeah, he came over on a boat. He came in, and, you know, it was on the beach here, right?
Yeah, Compside.
And inside the breakwater. And this boat comes in, there's this huge man on the bow standing there on it. And it comes in, and you know, I'm right there where the boat lands, and I shake his hand right on the boat. I mean, his hand must have been like an oar, the size of an oar. And it's Mayor Tom Bradley.
Doing his Juan Cabrillo imitation.
Huh?
Doing his Juan Cabrillo imitation.
Yeah, Juan Cabrillo or Horatio Hornblower, and Admiral Perry or Commodore Perry. Whatever it was, he goes, he shakes my hand and he says, I hear Pedro is happening today. So welcome aboard, Mr. Mayor.
It
was such a mind blow. He just came out from nowhere on this little boat. On the bow, you know, balls out, not hanging on. You know, just, that was wild. Okay, Walk from Pedro show. Here's some live Rocky Erickson with Lou Reed song.
Thank you.
dynamite. It soon come. It soon come. Look out, look out, look out, look out. You feel bad. You look sad. You smoke weed and make your eyes sharp. Read the violence now with eye. We gon' smash the sky with the bad, bad blood. Look out, look out, look out, look out. It soon come. It soon come. It's the shadow walking behind you. His eyes stand up right before you. Look out. Joshua Francis, I did warn you. When you pick upon the Panthers, I did warn you. When you chop me against the wall, I didn't bawl. But I did warn you. Now you see fire burning in my eye. You smell badness upon my breath. You feel violence, violence, violence bursting out of me. Look out.
Bebo show. Oh, sorry, brother Matt. End of another edition. The March 9, 2003 one. That was Linton Queasy Johnson with Time Come. Before that, some live Meat Puppets, Buckethead. And before that, live Rocky Erickson.
What a show.
Velvet Underground's song, Heroin, which inspired some discussion amongst us three here about the amazing things it does to people.
Yeah, and in greater numbers these days, it seems.
Yeah. People selling their bandmates' gear. Terrible. But how many people eat themselves to death, right? How many people... you know, acquiesce to all kinds of nightmare by being passive or active. Like the pop group said at the beginning of the gig, there are no spectators.
Yeah. The book for Chocolate for Morphine.
Yeah.
From Chocolate to Morphine is you got a pound of heroin, pound of weed, pound of coke, pound of sugar, pound of coffee. Which one's more dangerous?
I give up.
Just a pound. It's like having a hammer, you know. What are you going to do with it? So it's just a pound of something, you know.
Good point, brother Matt. So start pounding. Okay. Back next week. Good show. Late show.
Yeah.
Not a gas, big time. I got Sueño coming quick. I am deep up. But back next time. So everybody, keep your powder dry.
Cool.